Welcome to Marcel's Margarita Madness, the podcast for margarita and tequila lovers. Without further ado, here's your host, the madman of margaritas himself, Marcel Brown.
Welcome back to another episode of Marcel's Margarita Madness. I am Marcel, the madman of margaritas. Recently, I've been doing a series of tequila tasting videos on TikTok and on Instagram and Facebook and also YouTube. And I have started to post these videos on my blog at marcelsmargaritamadness.com. If you would like to follow me on the different video social networks, I will post my handles in the show notes. So take a look there for those details. But I wanted to talk a little bit about these tastings I'm doing and actually share some of them with you in podcast format. So just to give you kind of a little background of why I started to do this, number one, obviously I quite enjoy tasting tequilas, and so it's fun to try different varieties and compare and contrast. And I also wanted to give my lady Jenny the opportunity to participate as well, because I thought it would be interesting to get the perspective of a couple different people. Number one, man and woman. Number two, someone that's fairly experienced with tequila like me, and someone that is lightly experienced like her. Obviously, we've been together for 4 or 5 years now, and living together for 4 years. And in that time, I've given her the opportunity to try a variety of tequilas and different margaritas and that. So she's started to get a little more familiar with it, but her level of experience isn't where I'm at. And plus, she's never really been tasting it with a particular mind of... It's a little different when you're really tasting it and thinking about it and, you know, going through the whole process of taking in the aroma first, trying it without ice and then with ice and that sort of thing. So it's just a different process when you're doing the tasting. And I thought it would be fun to get her in on it as well. That way, make the videos a little more interactive and give a couple different perspectives, which is not something you usually see in a lot of different tasting videos. So anyway, that's what I've been doing. And so I'll start sharing the audios of those videos here in the podcast as well. So for this first episode, I'm going to do a few of Blanco or Plata tequilas, as the unaged tequilas are called. And again, if you're unfamiliar with the different types of tequilas, Blanco, Reposado, Añejos, and the like, then earlier episode talks about that, I believe, is episode 3. So anyway, I'm going to plug the audio in here from the different videos. And just so you know, the audios are done over my phone, and so they're not quite as crisp and clear as my voice here is when I'm doing the podcast recording with my microphone. So anyway, without further ado, I'll do the first tequila tasting we did. This was El Padrino Blanco.
All right, today we're going to taste test El Padrino tequila and get each of our perspectives. So first we're going to do it without ice to get the real taste out of it. It's interesting that they put a little leather-like wrap on the bottle, even the tiny ones. So I've taken a smell. I'll let Jenny here take a taste or smell. What do you get from that?
Just the agave right now.
Yeah, it's kind of a sweet. It's you get a little very... sweetness out of it. If you get in real deep, you really get that the alcohol.
Yeah.
But
I got the agave and the alcohol at first.
Yeah.
Take a sip.
All right, let's take a sip here. There's definitely a sweetness.
Yeah.
Just a little earthiness.
I'm getting like a vanilla.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah. Pour it over the ice.
Let's pour it over the ice. ice and tequila can do a variety of things. So let's see what happens when we have it iced up now.
Ooh, it smells different over ice.
Well, you may just be smelling the ice.
Ooh, it got smoother over ice.
It smooths it out. It's not cold. Right now, the tequila is not cold just because of the ice.
Yeah.
I would say it makes it a little lighter. Some of that may be because of the second taste, but the earthiness kind of disappears
a little bit.
Mm-hmm. A little more spiciness on them. You get a little more of the spiciness.
A little more
now.
Peppery.
Yeah, a
on
little more
back.
Peppery on the back.
It was so good, though.
It's a good tequila, especially for a Blanco, not aged at all. At least not in oak, so.
El Padrino. I would drink it again.
Yeah, and if she says that, then, it's good. Anyway, all right, so stay tuned for more tequila tastings coming up.
The next tequila we tried was a brand called Cazul 100. So, here we go.
All right, today we're going to taste Cazul, and this is Blanco. Never tried this before, to my knowledge.
Cute bottle. I mean,
squat little bottle. Anyway, okay.
I just smell alcohol and agave.
A little bit of earthiness to it as well. Not a real sweet or anything. So let's see what it tastes like.
It's a Blanco. I don't find Blancos usually very sweet. Ooh, this one's peppery.
Ooh. Peppery, agave, a little earthy. I wonder if this is a lowland or a highland. Lowlands are often earthier.
I don't know.
A lot of agave in that aftertaste now.
Yep. Over ice now, because my experience, that makes it better anyway.
Makes it different. Depending on your likes.
Makes it better. Almost every time. Oh, so much better. Smoothed it out.
Yeah, it usually does. Smoothed it out a little bit. Still got that agave. Mm-hmm. Overall, I think very nice, especially for a Blanco. It's for as far as sipping goes.
Yeah.
That would probably do very well in a margarita.
And the final tasting for this podcast episode will be Don Roberto 1924 Plata.
All right, we're going to try some Don Roberto 1924. Let's see. Plata. I'm not sure. Yeah, this is a Blanco, basically. It's not Reposado.
Nope. Smell it in the cup. You're going to smell it anyway. Just put some in on ice. You may as well.
May as well.
Because we got a big bottle, not a little one.
True.
Oh, sorry. Smelling. I got distracted.
Mm-hmm.
Sweeter
than
I usually.
It's a nice light. A nice light with a little sweet, the agave sweetness. A little bit of an alcohol, so anyway, which to be expected with most Blancos.
Oh, did the pepper hit the back of your throat there?
Right, yep. Right at the end.
Me too.
As with most Blancos, it's, it's got very more of the bright tequila flavor. It's not subdued by any of the aging. So, but now even just now, I'm starting to pick up a little bit of the agave sweetness even still on my tongue. So
mm-hmm.
It's a very nice tequila.
This one gets better on ice. I've tried it before.
Way to spoil it.
It does for me. I don't know about him. He wasn't there for that tasting. I was. Yeah, the ice took away the alcohol smell.
Yeah, and now I pick up a little more of the peppery, almost like spiciness with the agave.
That is so good. So good over ice.
I would say it's, yeah, it is nicer over ice. Smooths
it out
a bit. Kind of get that peppery taste still. Almost.
A little bit, but it's like way more chill.
Almost like a touch of smokiness too.
Oh, so. Yeah. A little tiny bit of smoky. Mm-hmm. I would definitely say that.
Maybe earthy. I don't know for sure. Either way, Don Roberto, 1924. It is a good one.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
All right. And that wraps up the three tequila tastings for this episode. Again, they were El Padrino Blanco, Cazul 100 Blanco, and Don Roberto 1924 Plata. So definitely stay tuned for more, because Jenny and I have done quite a few tasting videos, and certainly to get the full effect of the videos, of these tastings, you'll want to watch the videos. But at least I'm putting them here on podcast format, so that those of you that are primarily listening on the podcast can at least get the information. So anyway, definitely stay tuned for more. We'll be doing some more. I've got some more Blancos coming up. We've got some Reposados and some Añejos and a wide variety of different tastes and flavors. And also, I think what's interesting is the more tastings we do, the more details and subtleties that we're starting to discover on our tequila tasting journey. So be a part of the journey with us, and I think you will learn a lot about tequila and maybe give you some inspiration to go do some taste testings on your own. So until next episode, this is Marcel Brown, the Madman of Margaritas. Salute.
Thank you for listening to Marcel's Margarita Madness. Remember to follow the podcast so you don't miss an episode. And make sure to check out marcelsmargaritamadness.com for extra details on this episode, as well as more mouth-watering margarita madness.